טובה.
Rabbi, welcome to the beginning of the 18th year Kanena Hurricane Yerbo with the Shiorim. Thank you to Rashiva for coming, as usual. This year is being sponsored by the Leshkowitz family, Lishmas Rav Naftali Tzvi Ben, Rav Yehuda Leibish, Olav Shalom, and the Lishmas Rav Victor Menachem Ben Marcha Tzvi, Olav Shalom. Rav Shiva.
Good morning, Rabbi Yisai. I happen to have a bad case of laryngitis. I just canceled all my shiurim for tomorrow. But this shiur is by me very choviv. Oh, shkayach, thank you. Thank you very much. Exactly what I wanted. Shkayach.
Sugar-free.
Oh, that's fine. No, I'm in love with you alone. Shakril,
you're a vore. Oh, man.
I didn't even look at the hashgoche. If you buy this shiur, chazok lechover.
Don't worry, it's
Pachas Mishkoshim. Chati Shir Asim
Anateira.
So, I'm going to ask the Oilim, because you like also to have some Divrei Agada at the end. If in like 35 minutes you could give me a sticky hand, the doctor doesn't want me to. Even my kosher shit tomorrow I'm not giving, so. And I especially have to thank to Mendel for generating such Yishmak, I'm learning. I have to say, the Olam here is, I come for myself, not for you. I come achias for them. Okay, I'm going to talk today a little bit about the sugya from Meshav Aveda, the last couple of blat. It really ties into today's blat also of Megidin Kolev, the whole Indian of Shavuot. So we're going to talk a little bit about what's the gather of the Shmira from these kind of ezekim. So I'm going to quickly go through the Mishnah. Mishnah state azek. Habavkit peyos etzel chaveyo afilu heim avudim liyigabayim. Really the Tanakam is the chiddush. Right? Tanakam al-chor is a tremendous chiddush. Holding of Shmira is that you have to watch the chayfits from getting a hezek. So if you see it's avudim, the chayrit should be considered a pshi gedola, which is exactly, I assume they all looked up the Magen Avraham in Luchos Pesach, by Chometz. Magen Avraham holds its mamish a pshi. Magen Avraham holds even a shemachinim is chayrit. The chayrit, this is the highest level, this is much more of a pshi than Gneva Vaveda. You have a chayfitz, you're watching it get destroyed. The chayrit, this should be a olive base of Ulchus Shmira, that you chayrit, you should be chayiv to go ahead and take care of it and sell it. Zok the mishnah afilu im avudim lo yigabay. If shimming amliel heimel meichem b'zei bezne shikamei shemavei gomay. Shimming amliel says you have a chiv mechiv. Now again, lo chayiv of shimming amliel is pshit. Lo chayiv is pshit like of shimming amliel. And the end of the sugya is takamash mazeh, because even the chachamim agree yoyisim mechtei chesroinen. Right? Yoyisim mechtei chesroinen. You have to sell it, right? But l'chor zechidah should be a chiv mechira, and the chiv mechira should be midin shomer. But if you look at Rav Shimon's lashon, he says moichem b'vnei bezne shukamei shavaveda labayim. So even the lashon of Rav Shimon in the Mishnah is not mashma that it's midin shomer. It's mashma it's a shavas aveda. That's the mashma, and it's tremendous nafkaminis. I'm just coming from a simcha in the Five Towns. So my Bechutnu made the Simcha, he's a money manager. So I told him, in money managers, there's a whole tumble about this as well. It's a similar idea. If you watch somebody's account, Avudim, is that part of the Aloch of the Chushmire? So, there's a Machni Ephraim. The Mogel Avraham Taka seems to learn like that. If you look at the Mogel Avraham, the Chus Pesach, he says, Klar, that it's Midin Shem. Because the Magen Avraham says he stels to Gemara Bava Metzia. The Gemara Bava Metzia says that the roya has a chiyuv to chase away the animals from his sheep, and if he doesn't do so, he's chayav. And that's a chiyuv even on a shemachinim. but even a shemachim. It's a higher level degree of avodah. It's pshia. It's pshia. If you see your herd is being attacked, you don't go out there to protect it. It's a pshia. So machne Ephraim comes. And machne Ephraim is machadish, that's not midin shmi. It's midin Hashem HaSaveh. So according to him, number one, even according to Shem Gamliel and Amishneh, if you didn't do it, nishkefelach. Nishkefelach. You can't take me to the Torah for Hashem HaSaveh. You can take me to the Torah for Shomer. Right? So according to the Machne Ephraim, Enoch and Amen, if you didn't do it, you didn't sell it, I'm going like a Shem Gamliel. Or according to the Rabbanon, Yosef Mechtei Chesloina. Right? When you don't have a chiyuv to sell it, he holds it's nothing more than Hashem HaSaveh. You don't have to pay back the Bible. So I'll tell you, Betamtzus, what the Machne Ephraim says here. Why he holds L'chayrut should be regular of Shemen. L'chayrut should be regular of Shemen. See, here's what the Machne Ephraim says. So the Machne Ephraim, he says, Kivon de hefzit zeh osim in Mele, b'li shum p'shia samifkat. So that's very smug in what he's saying. Harry Potter. I'm not doing anything. The Shemal is not being Besheyah. What do you mean Shemal is not being Besheyah? He's not protecting it. He has to protect it. You know, the famous Rav Yonis and High Bishop said, Gaval de Gaval. He says, Pesach, we say, Baruch Shem after Chosel Yisrael. Yeah? So it's a bizon. You're thanking the Rabban Shem for keeping his after. Somebody came over to you and told you, Shkoyach for keeping after. So you're insulting me. Well, you think I'm not going to keep my avtocha? We thank the Rebbeinu Shem, Baruch Shem after Chosel Yisrael. Look, Rebbeinu Shem, it's a half of the Gevot. He says, Temes is, the Zman wasn't here yet. The Zman, the Goyal, wasn't here yet. Right? But the Ebbeinu Shem, he's not going to take us out then. We'll never come out. He says, when you make avtocha, do you have a chiyuv to protect your avtocha or just to keep your avtocha? To keep your avtocha. So if I tell you that if you do kach v'kach, I'll give you something, and I see that you're not going to be able to do it, I have a chiyuv to go and help you do it? Of course not. Yeah? Zok there, Zok of Yenis and Ibishus, the Ibishus didn't, we don't say Baruch Makayim after Chos. That would be an insult to Rav Anishim. We say Baruch Shoymer after Chos. The Rav Anishim protected it. The Rav Anishim went, even though we were Pesheya. Not the Rav Anishim, we were Pesheya. The Rav Anishim protected his after Chos. By taking us out early, by Koyfet Salahorim, however the Ebishter did it, with the Lilo, however the Ebishter's chap was, you shame after Chosim. So the shame has to protect. The Be'er Zog, how are you bought it? V'ava bi, shoyamutu lo lovo saknoi, k'dei shelo yovi lidei hefzit, mikol mokoim ein ze b'chlal shmir. It's not called shmir. Now I don't understand. Why is this different than the Mogen Avraham? Mogen Avraham comes by us in Hilchos Pesach. The Mogen Avraham shrites that this is a pshir. This is no different than Bo Zevim. And if wolves come, you're not doing anything, you're not being pshir. Wolves are coming. But you have to be proactive to get rid of the wolves. Yeah? I'm not doing anything. I brought the wolves in. The wolves came on their own.
But that happened inside the Zevim itself.
But again,
it's deteriorated. Zevim means an outside force. Here the Chepetz is a weak.
What you're saying is gewaldic. But it's a gewaldic chilik, but it's not a machalik. What do I mean? You're saying a good lomdasher chilik, right? Here the hefzin is coming from the chayfetz itself. Yeah, the chayfetz is getting rid. Here something abstract is coming in. But now I'm going to ask you in svara, what should be the chilik? In svara, I'm contracted to watch your chayfetz to make sure it doesn't get a hezek. What's the chilik if the hezek is coming me b'chutz, or the hezek is coming me b'fnim? In svara, that's what I'm saying. In machal, you're saying over the words of Machne Ephraim. That's what he's saying. He's saying, "Va'apa pishim ulo sakas shavu yehefsi shalikim ushid osim machmosi abo psia the osim imela." What's he mean imela? From the object itself. Loi kabel alei.
Is it hard to be showing the actual object or the value of the object? If it's the actual object, there's nothing you can do about it. It's deteriorating. Nothing you can do. If it's the value, then yeah, you can sell it.
We're all talking in the same language, which means that the Machne Ephraim L'chor is saying that The object inherently, the object deteriorating alone, that's not my chiyuv al shem. In svara zogechayich, I'm not saying in svara, it's hard to be makabel such a thing. I gave you a chayfetz to be shema. Yeah? I gave you. Imagine I'll give you a bad dugma. You leave your child with a babysitter. Okay? You leave your child with a babysitter. Babysitter's job is to watch the child. Babysitter's job is to make sure that if something goes wrong, if somebody breaks into the house, they should call the police. Yeah? What happens? The baby faints. Stops breathing. One second. The baby stops breathing. You come back, the baby never is sitting there in comatose. You say, did you call out Solo? Zok the babysitter. That's the chazek it also
because
he
understood.
I was macabre. Yeah, somebody comes in and hurts the tinek. Avada. That's where you pay me the big buck. So what I'm telling you is.
What I would suggest.
What I'm just saying one nekuda. The Machne Ephraim is saying a loshen. Loi kabel alei. Loi kabel alei. He's not saying there's no din shmira. Meaning, if tak I be makabel that, avadi be a din shmira. Look, on that there's no shaila. If I'm makabel on myself, that's shmira. Avadi. So that's why I'm telling you like this. What you're telling me now has to be not just a chilik, it has to be a svar. It has to be a svar that when the Bailam went and the Bailam contracted you to be a shomer, that there's a svar that the Bailam don't want you or don't care if you stop a hezek de mebel. I'm asking anybody in this room, would you be masking to that?
I'm trying to suggest.
Okay.
There is something that happens in Mamela would happen if you never gave it to me, Hashem. If you kept it by him, it would. If it, something happened,
not true. If it was by me, I would have sold it.
You would have done something.
Exactly.
But the thing that's happened to the Chayfids is not because it's by me. She is the Pshat.
If I invite you into my house and the robbers break in, can you say it like this? They say, look, what's up, one second? Say, listen, what's the difference? If you were in the house, the robber didn't break in because I was here. They would have broken if you were here too, yeah?
Yeah.
Habakkuk Ketan tells us, yeah, but I hired you to protect my chayfetz, yeah? So now you're telling me, what I'm trying to say is, you're going to have to say now a svara. See, this is what you have to understand. If a shomer would be midin mazik, then I could give you svaras. Then your svara is givalik. Let's say, the chiyuv shomer will be midin mazik. One man, the Rambam will pshir midin mazik. Then I could say gevaldig is svara, because mazik is only chayiv if you mazik the guf achayiv. That's the halacha. The halacha is, I don't know if anyone remembers, years ago I told you over a meiri, which is passed in Shulchan Aruch. If a sheichet shechts a behemah and he makes it into a safek trefa, yeah, the halacha is hamoytzi mechaber al avaray. Yes, he brought your behemah to a sheichet. He made it a suffix treif. Allah is on boitzim echem. Shregin alach roimim. Suffix treif is worth as much as a vaday treif. You can't get one penny more. So Lamai said, if you made it into a suffix treif, why don't you have to pay me? The reason that's given is I'm boitzim echem. What do you mean? The Shabbos, what you were saying, the Shabbos went down already. This meek has to go to Pathmark. Can't sell this meat anymore to a kosher person. So what? Famous kasha. So what's the teretz to the kasha? The teretz to the kasha is that by Nezikin there's a din of makir behemo yishalmenu. The Ramban asks, why you chayiv if you shech the behemo and make it into a trefa? Tezik sheni nikir. The Ramban asks this kasha. Dina de Galmi, the Ramban asks, if you make a behemo into a sofik, into a vaday trefa, not sofik trefa, vaday trefa, hezik sheni nikir.
It is nikir. If
you
take an MRI and
you shechted the behemah and I stopped the middle of shechita, then I finished. You could take 20 MRIs, it looks exactly the same. It's perfect. Beautiful shechita. Zok der. So what's wrong? Zok der Ramban HaGoinis. He says, when you went to the shechet, he really says it should be like that. He says, when you went to the shechet, you contracted him to do a shechita. Right? Now, a kosher shechita. How much he did a treifa shechita, he killed it. says, it is Nikia. It's not alive anymore. I gave you an animal alive. Moo, boo, it was walking around, it was a chai. You took my animal, now it's a mess. Pay me. Ah, you're telling me. But it's not Nikia, the difference between a treif and not treif. Well, but it's Nikia from the behemah I gave you. I gave you a lebedik behemah. Heint, it's not a lebedik. So, that is a Ramban. If you have animals, it's sofik treif.
Or you hired them to kill it. Kill
you didn't hire to kill him.
Yeah,
that, Zog the Ramban, you hired him to shecht the behemoth. Kolzman, he didn't shecht it, so now he's killed it. In other words, I didn't hire him to kill the behemoth. If the sheikh would have said, can I kill the behemoth? No. What? You can only shecht the behemoth.
But behemoth can walk around the after either. Can't walk around.
You're not listening to what I'm saying. I allowed you to do one thing, to shecht my behemoth.
Right.
If you're not shechting my behemoth, then I don't let you touch my behemoth. What did you do? You didn't shecht it and you killed it. Zog the Ramban, since you didn't do what I told you to do, since you didn't shecht it, now I'm holding you back, taking a living behemoth, you killed it. Zog the Ramban. Now, but the point is, this is not even the sugya we're talking about.
This is
not even the sugya we're talking about. But
maybe when you hire a trainer, isn't he supposed to do it? Minimum, that's what he would have done on his own thing, at his own product, if it was his.
L'chayre. That's what we're asking. That's what we're asking of Machne Ephraim. You're telling me Lomdash Yisvaris, you have the hezek that comes from itself, you have the hezek that comes from outside. You're telling me Lomdus. I'm asking you, we're dealing here with practice. We're dealing with Loi Kobol Alei. So the Machne Ephraim is saying that a Shomer doesn't accept on himself a hezek that comes from Memel. Why? I just told you one thing, protect my object. And you didn't. Exactly. And now that it happened, why should the Shema have to protect it? No, Yosef Mechteches Roinon. That's the Machloikas. But you're not getting it. No, I don't think this point is coming through clearly. The Machne Ephraim is saying, even by Yosef Mechteches Roinon, it's not me didn't Shema. And if you, Rabbi Aaron, he's saying if you didn't sell it, you're potter. Which is exactly if the oil looked up to Mishnah Berurah. By the way, the Mishnah Berurah holds like that. Mishnah Berurah Taka brings down the Magen Avraham. That the Magen Avraham Taka holds if you don't sell it, you chayiv. Yeah? As they paskin the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham paskin is if the Shas beer came, Shas Mechira came, and you didn't sell it. So after the Magen Avraham, you chayiv. And Magen Avraham says, us, by the way, the Magen Avraham ignores our sugya. Ignores our sugya. He goes to Yen, the sugya in Bava Metzia, where Bozev, and you could have ran after the Zev. And Malum says, you chayiv to pay for it. Zok to Mishabura, the Roy Vachroinim Cholkim Olam. Right? That means the Mishabura is passing like the Machne Ephraim.
Where's Mishabura?
In Luchos Pesach.
Well, that's if you don't sell
it. If you didn't sell the Chometz, Pesho Chamishis, and you let it go into Shaz Biyo, so Magen Avraham says you have to pay, right? And Magen Avraham ignores our sugya. He bases it on the sugya of Bozev, and you could go and scare it away, and you didn't. And obviously the Achroinim that Achaylik, all these Achroinim that the Mishabur is saying Achaylik, they hold like the Machne Ephraim. But again, the Machne Ephraim, the Svar is very difficult. What the Svar that you're saying is very good. When I give a Lachayr, if I give a person a chayfetz, I want him to be whatever I would do. Watch it like Bailam.
Shomer's job is not to maintain the chayfetz.
A Shomer's job is to protect the chayfetz. That's all. To protect the
chayfetz. Not to maintain it. You don't have to feed it. You don't have to...
You absolutely, by the way, you absolutely have to feed it. If I give you my cow, right, for a month, and I come back and it's sitting there dead, much thinner and dead, and I ask you what happened, you say you didn't feed it as a pshit. Kavadi, you have to feed it. Not only that, it's a whole sugi later on. Look, I'll be giving it to Kashin et Chum, if it's a Kohen's behema. If you could give an Askila, you could give a Zor, could give the Kohen's behema the Zahoin et Chum. So there's no such thing. You give somebody a Shemus. This is what's very difficult.
Exactly.
For some reason, Achborim is treated also over here as almost a memeledik, which Shulchar it's not. That's mamish like Bozev. Now, Rav Chatzkel Abramsky in Chazon Yecheskel, I gave you the Ma'amokim. Did you?
Yeah.
You got it? Okay.
It's
on it. Yeah. So I don't have to oil it, but it's...
Yeah, it's right here,
Okay, so I'll read it to you. Rav Chatzkel Abramsky is also oimed on this. And he brings down the Mogen Avraham in the Luchos Pesach. He says like this. Yesh lachko. In the Mechirosom, if the selling the Aveda is Mishum Mitzvah HaShavos Aveda, Avol im loim Torach u'machom. If you didn't go and do it, v'neva potu, shechiyu v'yishoyme einom elo lishmor as etzem apikod. Right, what you were saying. Etzem apikod. Avu mechiris pikod eini b'chlal kabol shmiros. Oy dilmo, afilu le'ela achokim al da'asem okom. Now he comes to the Mitzvah. He wants to even the Mishabura and all the Paiskim that argue with the Mogen Avraham and hold that if a Shomer didn't sell the Chometz, he's potter. Which is, by the way, that's Haskomas HaPoiskim. Mogen Avraham is a Yochid. Haskomas HaPoiskim is, he wants to say that even those that argue with the Mogen Avraham, he says, I feel like maybe they only argue over there. Why? Because over there the Chepetz is the same. Tezek Sheni Nikkei. The chayvitz is the same. So Mandela, getting to what you were saying about Hezek protecting the chayvitz. So Chatzkel Abramsky is making a pshah. He's saying, Hezek to Mandela, that's nicker, that is on your obligation. So Achbar about coming, or it's getting eaten up, itself, it's self-deteriorating, that, yeah, that's still included in Shoyma. How much it's, that's as well. He says, Zogtel, Ulai Dafke Bechomets. She etzem a pikotin kayim. Pikotin is still here. Chomets looks exactly the same. Abul Hocha. She a pale is holkin the kolin. The kokali kaune. But here in Asugye, where the parents are getting deteriorated and they're getting ruined, Zog teo. Chiv mutal al Hashem l'toyach. She a pikotin yei kayim. Oy domov. Either you have a chiv that the object should either stay intact, or its value should be intact. You can't. See, he's making a pshara. Chatzkel Abramsky is making a pshara between the Chokim and the Mogen Avraham and the Machne Ephraim. You understand the Chokim? Now, the Machne Ephraim himself makes a diak from Tosis early on Daf Lamed. I don't know if the saw this. This I did not put on. Tosis says on Daf Lamed, if you go back to Daf Lamed, over there we also have a sugya. Somebody has a chifetz. If he has a chiyuv to go ahead and to roll it, like a safer to roll it to make sure it shouldn't get a hezek, or if you have a mat to roll it out, shaitcha. So there it says like this. Tosis goes on to say that is a chiyuv midin shoyma. That's Tosis lashon, because the Gemara says, if you look at the Gemara uses a lashon like this. Hamotzi kliyets mishtamish b'hem b'shvil shel yil kivu. You have to use it to keep it. It should be in good condition. Kedar shomu b'aveide kachomu b'pikodim. Same halacha like aveide by pikod. Right? Zokti gemore pikodim maya vite gabe. Zokti gemore shochu b'aylevun dinaseyam. So the way the Machne Ephraim understands, the Gemara seems to be saying it's only midin shoyma. Because the Gemara seems to be saying, if it's a pikotin, then why do you have to be busy with it? What does that mean? You're only chayiv to watch the chayfetz. Whatever self-deteriorates, that's not your achrayis. Zokti Gemara, kegoyin shohu bayilu gundi nesayam. So now there's already a dimmi din shoyma. Now, midin shomer, you have to watch it. Al shomer aveda, not al shomer pikor. Shomer aveda. That's Rashi's pshat. Tosis zochnet azay. Tosis says right here, divrei maskel tzarcha. Tosis says, kibon shehu shomer, yesh loy la'ayin bohem, shelo yiskalka. So Tosis seems to be saying not like Rashi. So the Machleir Fine wants to say it's a machlekes between Rashi and Tosis. Rashi early on Daf Lamed learns just like a Shemra Aveda has a chiyuv to go and use the object so it shouldn't get ruined. So who had the Shemra Pikon? Rashi says no, that's only if the Bailam are not in town. That's not your job. If the Bailam are in town, that's the Bailam's job. But Tosis is not like that. Tosis says that you should. Al Shemra Pikon. And Tosis Lashon is Yesh La'ayim Bem Shelo Yiskalkalu. Yeah. Now, if you look at the Shita Mukubetzes, the Shita Mukubetzes on Daf Lamed says, Yoyseo Yeishloi La'ayim Bohemi Aveda. Hashem Pekon has more of a chiv to watch Aveda. The Imlav Hareu Poisheya. So, the Machne Ephraim wants to say that this is a Machlekes Rishon. He wants to say, according to Rashi Take, Rashi Ol Shmira, does not include deterioration. At all. Doesn't include deterioration. And that's why Rashi learns it's only within Aveda.
Does Rashi say that explicitly
is within Aveda?
What's the name?
No, we're talking about Aveda, but then the Gemara goes from Aveda to Pikon.
No,
and the Gemara answers, well, my Aveda Gabe. If the Bible are here, it's not your business. So Rashi says that by Pikon, if the Bailam are in town, it's their business to maintain the object. Tosis says no. Tosis says it's the Shemer's job. So the Machne Ephraim is saying that this is the Machlokes Rashi and Tosis. According to Rashi, that's his point. Now, the problem with the learning like this is, number one, our whole sugya is mashma, it's midin Shemer. The Gemara says, the Gemara says, Mishum Machs Aveda Labailo. Black and white. Another Diyak in our Gemara. What's the difference between Chtei Chisreinim and Yosem Chtei Chisreinim? If it's Midin Hashavas Aveda Ba'alme, like a Rabbon and Dika Hashavas Aveda, then you could say they were only Misakin for Hefsid Meruba. Hefsid Mu'at, they weren't Misakin. If you're going to tell me it's Midin Shoyma, Shemir, there's no difference between Hefzid Merub and Hefzid Mut. But Shemir is Chayiv on any kind of Hefzid to the object. Irrelevant if it's Hefzid Merub or Hefzid Mut. So L'chayim, it's Mamish Apliya to learn that Tosis is Chalak. Now furthermore, and this is even a bigger pirch, the whole Hemshah Gemara by us goes from Pikadon to Shavui. And the Gemara says, Midr of Shemir Gamliel Nishma L'Gabi Shavui. From Shimon Gamliel, we can learn out by Shavi. The Marid and Karv say Shavi. Now, how in the world does that work according to Tosfos Shita? If you learn that Rav Shimon Gamliel's midin Shomer, nothing to do with Hashavas Aveda, what does it have to do with Shavi? What does it have to do with Shavi? Shavi means a person is captured, and now Bezin is going to be Yoyred L'Nechoso to try to protect it. That's the Hashavas Aveda. That's the Hashavas Aveda. Yeah. And the Gemara says, Midr of Shimon Gamliel, Nishma L'Gabi Shavui. What's the dimyan? So you should know the Birkas Shmuel is this kasha. Birkas Shmuel says, he says, he doesn't understand. If you learn that it's not Midin HaShavas Aveda, it's Midin Nechi of Shomrim, then what's the Hemshech of the Gemara from here to Shavui? Doesn't seem to flow. It's another problem. Another big problem in the city. The Gemara goes to these Vaitech Shoshes. The Gemara says, my time with the Rabbon. Now again, it's telling you how you learn whether it's Hashavas Aveda or Shemira. But my time with the Rabbon is that you don't have to either do Hashavas Aveda or Shemira. My time. So the Gemara starts giving reasons. The Gemara says that either because of Reutzad and Bekaf Shaloi, a Vaitech Svore, Reutzad and Bekaf Shaloi, Tishkam Shachavel. And what will be Tarach the Yoga. So what would be the din of our mission if you got to be Yerusha? No, but the Rishonim explain what's Kav Shaloi. And when I buy you more tzvu, it's going to be Kav Shaloi. What do you have to be a fool for? I'll buy you a new tefillah, okay? Now you're happy. So what happens? This guy ran into money. He auctioned it. Whole machlek is now with the nominee. If he auctioned it, if he made it himself, yeah? He auctioned it. Now there's no din of roitz on the kav shalim itish kav shkobi. Now what? Now with Shimon Gamliel would be now the chachamim would be chud. They would be moed to Shimon Gamliel. Then the Gemara gives another svar. Shema asan trumus amayis and mokamah. Forgetting the kashas of the Rishonim and Amukuf and all the other kashas, right? Forgetting that. Clearly, it's a milsad loishchich of loishaychekol. Loishchich of loishaychekol. Such a thing. Not only that. Would you be allowed, Al-Zor, would you be allowed to eat this now? Al-Shema Asan Bayon. Stama, Al-Shema Pikodin, is he allowed to eat? Let's say his Mizainus is on the Bayon. Is he allowed to eat? Or does he have to worry, Shema Asan Bayon, Tumor Maishas? Avadi is allowed to eat it. Avadi is no Shaili is allowed to eat it. So if you look at Toysis by us, Toysis is a Chash Rochuk. Is he Toysis? Tell us what Toysis. Toises by us, Shema Ason. Toises to be Maso Shema Ason. Toises says Shema Ason. So Toises says, the Baal Moloi Chashimon, Shema Abayin Lema Ason, Trumas Amayis, Shalom and Amukov. First of all, they're not allowed to do it. They're not allowed to do Trumas Shalom and Amukov. So Toises, Baal Moloi Chashimon, Chashis. Punkt over here. So just stay behind it. So now, I'm allowed to be mafsid, allow mamon chaveri lehafsid, because of a chash that's not even ois kalin in Yeridea. Hear what's going on here? It's a Yeridea dik a chash that's not ois kalin in Hilchus Yeridea. Explain that to me. That means, in Yeridea, if I'm wearing my Yeridea hat, that loch is I'm allowed to eat the truma. The grain. I'm allowed to eat, I don't have to be choshish, it's truma. And now I'll show you now. I'm not allowed to sell it to protect the Bailim. We're going now on the side that there should be a chiv to sell. Me either me did shema aveda or me either shema pikad or me did not shavas aveda. And why not? Why not? So the Gemara, because shema ason. So toys with shema ason. Avad it does not be a chash. Elsewhere, what do you mean elsewhere? So why is it a chash here? Punk, when Yen is losing money, I should think of such chashoshes. Punk, when my friend is losing, it should be fakert. But Mokum Hefsid in Shulchan Aruch gate is the other way around. But Mokum Hefsid will less chashosh. Will less chashosh. Here, but Mokum Hefsid, you more chashosh. Be learned in the Tosfos. How do you learn the Tosfos? Which is a klap. How do you learn the Tosfos? It's really very, very schwer. If you saw Grossman, Zechet Tzadik Levrocha, he has a ganze tshuva that he wrote Lugabi Chometz. Lugabi, whether you chayv, whether you pass, it's like the Mogan Avraham, that you chayv, that if the guy didn't sell the Chometz, should be chayv a potter. So he brings down Baruch Chayim, Simen Tov Mem Gimel Siv Beis. Now you should know, the Gemara Adaf Yud Gimel Pesachim makes a dimyan between our sugya and the chayv to sell Chometz. That's becoming also by another. He says, "Im loy mocha chayiv levad." Zok the Morgan Avrom, "Hamafkin chayiv l'shalim d'mei apikod l'mafkin." To Hashem mechinim shiochel hatzel b'roim u'makos v'lo yitzel chayiv. Hochanami chayiv. Okay. Now he brings in a whole new story. Rabbi Yisrael Grossman, fascinating song. We're going, Rabbi Chatzkel Abramsky that I brought down is assuming that Chometz is a tremendous Chiddush, because Chometz, it's still Be'em. It's Hezek Shein and Nika. Be'emes, Medina, you could say, Areshul Chol Afanecha, Gozel Chometz, Fa'ovol Va'Pesach, V'yadam Bo'Vakamer, Oymel Areshul Chol Afanecha. So really, there, the Sfar is Yishu Zichah B'Pot, and then the Mokhav Ram saying, Chai. Rabbi Saul Grossman zogt an a gewaltige Sfora, verkehrt, to be mechazek to very Morgan Avro. He says like this, what's the halach in al-shoshi shis kamz? And he didn't sell it. What's the halach? Chai levala. Right? So now you have to burn it. Zogt an, that's what you have to pay. It's no longer a zeka than a mena. By chometz, the fact that you're letting it go into Zman Yisrael, and now you have to burn it, now it's not a zeka than a mela. Now you're burning it. So now you're chayef for burning it. Elamai, you're saying, I had to burn it. You didn't have to burn it. You could have done something. You shouldn't have to burn it. Now we already throw the book at you for burning it. That means you...
It was worth nothing when you burned it.
Yeah, but the point is, I'm allowing it to go into his man.
Yeah, it's a grum. That
what's a grum? What's every shema? What's chivay shema always? Always grum. I'm not shaming the guy that comes next to me. It's not hagromah. Every shame is chayv hagromah. That's the reason for shaming. Zokdel, listen, Zokdel. Om lam efshaloyim ha'akim in the mevar ha'chomets p'yadayim b'zman ha'biyo k'moy she'mefush b'shulchan aruch she'chayu l'varoi b'zman yisroi. Zokdel, therefore, soif soif ulokech ha'pikon v'sofei b'yadav the awful God, the Bishor Shasofai, Eloi Shabbos, even at the time of the burning, he says, Avul Kevon Shalai Mochri Bisman Shoyloi of Shavas, Chazinon Kishor Arichta. Here is Chap Rabbi Shor Gozner. He wants to say it like this. We look at it like one long action. From the time that you didn't sell the Chometz, till the time you burnt the Chometz, it's similar, what he's saying here is very similar to the Ramban and Bava Kama like that. The Sugi Basa Meikoha. Somebody takes an object, they throw it off. Right? The Sugi in the beginning of the second parak. Somebody comes up, breaks it. It's all Sugi if you go Basa Meikoha, or you go Basa Tvamana. That's the Briskirov with Haman. Right? Because Tosfos says that you only go Basa Mikara on the object itself. That means if you throw something to the object, you don't go Basa Mikara. Meaning if I shoot an object, till the bullet hits it, it's not... If you throw the object itself, it's called broken. So Briskerov used that Tosfos to answer why Abel was Chafui Roish. It should have said Chafui Roish for Abel because his daughter threw the... First she threw the garbage, and then she jumped off the roof. So first he became a Chafui Roish, and then he became an Abel. The Pasuk says he was an Ovel of a Chafui Rosh. So the Briskerov says, she threw the garbage off the roof. Before it hit him, she realized what she did, she jumped off. So on her, as a Din Basam Eikar, it's like she's dead. But on the garbage, since it's not the Chafetz itself, it's not till it actually hit him. But Lamaitse, the Ramban says, that when you throw the object off the roof, when the other guy comes and he hits it, it's not worth anything. Ein loy domin. Ein loy domin. See, so the, you hear what I'm saying? So the Ramban wants to say that without the din of Basa Meikar, you should be potter. Even if we don't look, that's the Ramban there. Even if we don't look, because of your svara. Even if we don't look at it like it's broken already. Has no value. Has no value. Zokta Bala Moya, we look at, from the time that the object fell off the roof, till the time it actually gets destroyed, is one zman. It's one zman. He says, the Ramban says the same thing, if you throw chayfetz into the fire, right? So the halacha is, you're not chayef for the chayfetz till it burns up. He says, would anybody pay money for an object that's in the fire before it got consumed? Of course not. He says, but above a kami chayef, even though at the time of the hezek, nobody would pay anything for it. He says, doesn't matter. Since you're the one who brought it to that point, so when am I potter if something's ain loy domin? If I have no shaykh as to why it was ain loy domin. But if I made it ain loy domin. If I made it ain loy domin. Yamol zoktel that you are chayv to Bala Moya. Because it's one long maisa. From the time that I made it into ain loy domin until I actually destroyed it. So Bisrael Grossman, Zatzal, wants to use that svara to say to Magen Avraham that the Magen Avraham would agree to the Machne Yafrayim and the Mishabura normally. The Mishabur doesn't even entertain this far.
Wait. You only made it if you had a din of shmira on it. If you didn't have a shmira on it, if you didn't have a
well, tell me you had a din of shmira. That's the case.
The only time you only made it that it's
burned. Din of shmira.
If you were mechuyev in the beginning to sell it.
Right. So he's saying that you're mechuyev in the beginning to sell it because if you don't sell it, you're going to have to burn it. In other words, when do we say that a zeket de memela, you stand like this, you're not chayev? That's because nothing happened actively. But something which you're going to have to do actively, then you're already chayev to be proactive. That's his.
Who has now, to burn it if he gets it back in the sixth hour? Who has to burn it? The Baalim or the Shoyim?
The Baalim.
So the Baalim. So then it is
important. If he gave it back.
On the sixth hour, it's worth nothing anymore, but the chayev is here.
No, at that point,
only
him.
Who would have to burn?
Only him. Not only that, I'll tell you a bigger chiddush. Based on the sugya of a kama, once the chometz goes into the sixth hour, you know who owns it? Only the shomer. You know why? Because the chayfetz only on Shabbos for the shomer. Because the shomer could say areishol chol lefanecha. You understand? That look like that in Bavakam also. Let's say goes al chometz shavol of Pesach, right? If you stole it from the Bailim, you'd be potter from that from Kefir. If you stole it from the Shomer, you're chayef for Kefir. Why? Because the Shomer has a Shabbos. It's a great moment. See, he's the only Bailim. The Bailim is not a Bailim because that's no Shabbos in him. Anyway.
The Shomer doesn't burn
any sputters. What?
The Shomer does not burn any
sputters.
He doesn't burn
any. Oh, so coin to every Yisrael Gross. First of all, Mishabur holds potter, right?
Yeah,
if Yisrael Grossman wants to say that even the Magen Avraham would agree if he doesn't burn it, he'll be potter. Doesn't know anything. In fact, enough Pesach, he could give him the chametz. Okay, so I want to just tell you like this. Lemaisa were being pulled in all directions. Our Mishnah seems to say clearly, midin shmira, your pot. Because our Mishnah says only on Shabbos Aveda. The Gemara seems to follow the same route, because the Gemara compares it to Shavuot. The only thing we have clear blatantly against it is the sugi over there. We have the Magen Avraham. Magen Avraham, we have Rabbi Saul Grossman's Malach or whatever Malach. Chas Lobramsky says Fakir. And what we have is Tosis on Dav Lamed that seems to say, Midin Shomer, you have a Chiyuv to watch. So I want to give you a Gedank, a Poshut to Gedank. This ties into what you were questioning at the beginning. A Poshut Gedank that really can answer Tile Tile Kashas in our sugi and the coming sugis. So it's really relatively simple Gedank. Simple thought. And this will explain Tosis by us, the Medrash Kliya, where Tosis says that Chshash, Shemo, Hifrish, Shalom, and Amukov is not a reasonable Chshash. Only over here we're worried about it. Kol HaTorah Kula, we're not worried about it. The same grain, another Zohar could eat it. But comes out, that's what comes out. You have the grain here. This Zohar could eat it. And this Zohar can't sell it. That's what comes out. You understand what's going on here? You have grain here, chum. We think it's chum. This Zohar over here can eat it. This Zohar over here can't sell it because maybe it's chum. So what's a marafasik? So like this. The Shomer, his first, you ask at the beginning of the share, does the Shomer have a chiyuv to watch the object or the value of the object? So we said in Svar, L'chayre, he has a chiyuv to watch the value of the object. Clearly, that's the Machli Ephraim, his wassel, and maybe not like that. But the pashtus would be that the Shomer has a chiyuv to watch the object, watch the value of that. That's the pashtus. That's the pashtus why I hired you, why I contracted you to be a Shomer, to protect my chayfetz, to protect the value. But here's the nekudah. When I make you into a Shomer, your first and foremost obligation is to watch the chayfetz. That's number one. That's your first and foremost obligation. And secondary, to watch the value of the chayfetz. But number one, you have no right alpidin to jeopardize watching the chayfetz itself. Now, if you have a chayfetz that's starting to deteriorate, you're really being pulled in two directions. Be'etzim, you have a chayfetz to keep the chayfetz, watch it, and give it to the Baalim as much intact as it will be when he comes back. You're doing your best. Let's say it's going down b'chteches reinon, to give it back to him as best as you can. That's really your chiyuv shmira. That's what should be. On the other hand, the Baalim are losing. There's Shimon. So there's a battle between shmira and Ashok Sadeh. The Gemara on that Lamed, we shaitcho, kidei shalo yiskalkil. There's no battle. They complement each other. The Shabbos achayfis, the Shmir. So there, Tosfos says, It's midin shmira. Because there you're not going against your tafkid of shoymel. That's pshat. The Machne Ephraim wants to bring a raya from Tois on Dav Lamed. Tois Dav Lamed is talking about a case where you're not selling the object, you're not disposing the object, you're keeping the object, you're maintaining the object. So I'm telling you it's like this. Bechiai Gavna, where you're maintaining the object without compromising what you became a shoymel on at the beginning. Avadat midin shoymel. But when you're selling the object, you're going connected. Meidachisi, you're going connected. Elamai, Hashem is Aveda. So Hashem is Aveda is working against the Shmir. Selling the object is not paradalach. Now it's a paradalach Shmir. In a way, it's compromising the Shmir. It's compromising the Shmir to save the Bible. That's why our Mishnah uses Lashon Hashem Aveda. So number one, I'm telling you like this. I hold what Tosfos says on Daf Lamed. Everybody would agree to, be'etzem. Everybody would agree to. That where b'chiyai gavna, where you're protecting the value of the chayfetz without selling the chayfetz, then it's taka midin shoymer. Machne Ephraim is lending on, hezeket ha'memela, even if it's shmiras ha'chayfetz atzmoy, there's no din shoymer. That I will say is not like that. That I is not like that. Now, the Mogen Avraham comes, Mogen Avraham says, a chayfetz that's going out of Rishus Bailim. It's going out of Rishus Bailim now, because Chometz goes out of Rishus Rishus Adam as soon as Shal Shishus comes. So now, my job of Shoyim is shifted. There's nothing for me to watch. It should stay Rishus Bailim. It's going out of Rishus Bailim. The only thing left is Shabbos HaChefetz. Zok the Mogen Avraham, where there's no stira between the Chefetz and the Shabbos HaChefetz, right? When there's a stira, then we have Rav Shimon Gamliel Chacham, and I'll get to explain Rav Shimon Gamliel. Then there's a debate. But when the Shabbos and the Chefetz is the only thing that I could say, the Chefetz alone is not even Shaykh to maintain. It's going out of Rishus Bailim now. Demol Zok the Mogen Avraham, Yochiv Shmir is only on the Shabbos. So the Shabbos then is not a stira with the Shmir. That's Pshat in the Mogen Avraham. Memel, I want to tell you that the Mogen Avraham didn't stick his head into the Shaila either. Toysus didn't stick his end to the Shaila. Mogen Avraham didn't stick his end into the Shaila. They're both in the same. There's no. Now, Toysus Givaldi. Our whole Gemara now is explaining. So our Gemara said like this. Good, fine. So you're telling me I'm still a Shomer, right? And the Chachamim hold I'm a Shomer on the Chefetz. And that's why Lo Yimko. That's why Lo Yimko, right? Stop talking about this logish. I'm a Shomer for what? If it's Ovod, what am I shomer for? Right? All we need to find now is a possible thing that Yishmira, that the Chayfetz could have. Shema Yasa Bailam Tumah Mokamecha. That's enough to say that my lingering Shmira still stays. Like I'm explaining to you by Chometz. By Chometz it switches. It switches from Shmira's Chayfetz to Shmira's Shabbos. Right? Our Gemara is explaining over here it doesn't switch according to Chacham. Why not? Because so long that there could still be a lingering din shomer, you have no right to take off that jacket. So shama asa bailam is not a truma dikechshash. It's a reason why you're still wearing your shomer hat. The bailam still have something they can do with this chayfetz. The gemara is just buying noise. This is what the bailam could still do with the chayfetz. So now you're still wearing your shomer hat. That's all, and that's why the chshash doesn't have to be a chshash. A strong chashash. Just has to be that there is a lingering connection to the Bible. The Bible still have a schus to do something with the Guvachet. Okay, I'm going to tell you a short machshava. Eila told us, Noyach, Noyach, Yishtari, Tomo, Hoya, B'dei Roysav, Esau, Lekim, Esau, Lekim, Esau, Lekim, Chazal tell us the word B'dei Roysav, Yesh Doshim, L'Shvach, V'yesh Doshim, L'Gnay. Very difficult, Chazal. Forgetting the kashas, all the chassidish is far mask. If you could be dorish l'shvach, why are you dorish l'gnai? You know, it's musadik kashas. It's a psat kash. Right? Yesh doshim l'shvach, ilu hoya b'dorish l'tzadikim, he would have been much bigger. That makes a lot of sense. He's fighting the world. If he had a chabura, yesh doshim l'gnai. So say, ilu hoya b'dorish l'tzadikim, no, compared to the other tzaddikim, maybe he wouldn't have been as chod. Nishtos tei chazan. Well, exactly. Loi nechshav l'klum. You know what nechshav l'klum means? Not pshat he won't get shlishi. Not pshat he won't get shlishi. He won't get achron. He won't get tachton. He'll get galila on the third sefer teh. Nechshav l'klum. Nothing. How could it be? The Torah is made on noyach. Ish tzadik tomim hoya b'dehoysa. Right? So yesh toshim l'shvach, we understand. To g'nai, loi oya nechshav l'klum. Nothing. At the end of the Mabul, Noach comes out of the Teva. Pele Dike Chazal. It's found in the Zohar HaKodesh. Noach comes out of the Teva, and he sees Nebuch, the world is... But he knew this was going to happen. The Ebishter told him. He sees the world is destroyed. Zokt el to the Rabbi Shalom, Rabbi Shalom, loi hoya l'chol ha-hachra v'lanach. He should have destroyed the world. Zokt el, the Ebishter is a loshu from the Zohar. Raya shatya. Foolish shepherd. Hoyel chol ispal el koydem ha-mabu. Now you're davening. You should have davened before the mabu. So I want to ask you, Rabbi Yisrael. Is it possible to say, Anoyach HaShadakom, he didn't daven. 120 years, he didn't daven. He didn't say, Achinu. In 120 years. He didn't say, Kapitel Tillim for the door. Shayach. That's Shayach. Is that Shayach? So obviously, the Zohar means something different. Epistem is a different, but the tefillah was very simple here. Is mashma from the Zohar? It's the first time he said it. Comes a pella. Kimat rishis. Kimat rishis. So I want to tell you, there's a fascinating kliyoko, which really answers the Tikkunei Zohar. Tikkunei Zohar says that Chanukah comes from Noach. Noach is the first Zriya to Chanukah. Noach Nutrikin, Noach is Tzadik, Noach is Tzadik Tomim Hoya is Kematria Matasya Ubonov. But the Zohar says that when the Yoina brought the olive leaf with oil, that was the beginning, that's where the remnant of Neis Chanukah comes from. From Akdeshim's Hill told us Noach, what's the double lock? Ela told us Noach. From Noach came, what was the Tetzel of Noach? Noach, Noach Hanuk. It came up as, so it's a Muradik of Kleyoko. Kleyoko, it's Kedai to hear this Kleyoko. Kleyoko says that Noach, that leaf, that olive leaf, that the Yoina brought back, Noach used to light up the table. And that's what Chazal mean when Chazal say, Yoina, Hevia Oiro Lo Oilom. That, because Noach brought oil into the table. So yeah, there was a window. There was also Yitzhar. There was oil. And the oil got used up. And now the Yoina went and brought him up as a leaf, maybe with an olive on it. That leaf, that olive, lasted in the table till the end. From now till the end. So the first nes of Nel Chanukah of Shemen was in the table. The Noam Alimelech, when he says, the Gemara Chul Dav Zayin, the Gemara says, that when Pinchas ben Yoyo, you know, cut the yard a couple of times, the Gemara says, Rav Guvrei, the Gemara of Zion, says he's even greater than Moshe. So Noam Alimelech says, Chasr. Rav Guvrei, he says, name. He says, when a tzaddik does a nes, now it's already easier to do the nes. Tzaddik brings down the hashpah of the nes. He says, Pinchas ben Yoyo, Rav Guvrei, where did he get all his power? Me, Moshe. Moshe brought down the shofar, and Pinchas ben Yoyo took it from there. So it comes out according to the Tikkunei Zohar, the first nes of Shemen was in the Teva mit the Yoyna. But it's deeper than that. It's a lot deeper than that. Why? The Ramah brings down in Tof Reish Pei Beis in Hilchos Chanukah. What happens if somebody forgot Al Nisim on Chanukah and bench? Ain't machzir nisim. You don't have to bench again. Zok the Ramah, if you Shemen, you should say Orachah. Ask the Tzvusha on the Ramah. The Gemara says in Brachos, "Ein mispalel l'malmaisa nisim." You're not allowed to daven for nisim. So how could it be that we say "Harachem on Yasel nisim"? That's his kasha on the Ramah, huh? No, Haidah is fine. You could say "Al nisim v'alapukon," but then you don't just say Haidah. You're saying, Orachmanu Yaselonu. You're saying for the future. That's his kasha. So how do we answer that kasha? So I'll tell you like this. In the sugya of Amos Palam al Maisa Nisim, in Brochus, Perakoroya, Nundala, the Gemara asks from Leah. Leah davened that the baby should switch. You should know it's Negel Alachadat. The Evan Yikor, he was one of the Rabbein from Haggit Shavagon. He clears a shiloh, which in his time came out wasn't shaykh. In our time, it's very shaykh. What happens if an egg comes from one woman and a surrogate mother, another mother carries it, delivers the baby? Who's the real mother? The mother that gave the egg or the mother that delivers? By a man, it goes by the zah. Right? Even on batya, muberes by batya. But by a woman, that's a shiloh. He brings a raya from Rachel. The Medrash says that Dina was Bimei Rachel, and Yosef was Bimei Leah, and they switched. And the Pasuk is made. Vatei Dina Basloya Shayogu Leah. Zochel, the one that delivers the baby, that's the mother in Halacha. Then he brings a raya from Gemara and Seita. The same idea. That the mother is, and he says the mother, the word mother, aim is Rechem. That's the Lashon, aim is Rechem. But anyway, so the Gemara says, how can you tell me Amos Palam al Maisa Nisim? Leah and Rachel. Very difficult Gemara. And for the Gemara, Amavi and Raya mi Maisa Nisim. Amavi and Raya. What does that mean? If you're not going to be a Raya for any Moyas, who are you being a Raya for? I often tell over the Talmidim that when the Sfasemes was Nifta, Abba, you probably remember the Sfasemes, when he was Nifta, remember I brought down, nobody knew what the Machla was. Remember that Maisa, probably Nisim. Nobody knew what the Machla was. He died, they called the professors, he's sick. They called in all the professors to examine the Sfasemis. They couldn't diagnose. Sfasemis was Nifta, he was in the 50s. Davnineze lived longer than the Sfasemis. Davnineze was there. They asked Davnineze, what's Pshat? Davnineze said, ah, flitik is a. Davnineze. Yeah, yeah. Davnineze said, hundreds of Yidden came to Sfasemis weekly to daven for them. The Gemara of the Baba Kama, Hamispal Badu Bad Chaveroi, Unene Tchila. There wasn't one machle that the Sfasemis didn't daven for. Can you imagine? So when it came time for the Abish to take him, couldn't take him. They had to bring a machle that nobody ever heard of, that he never davened for. We're going to have a nerve oil. That's what Avdinazer said. Lamaise, that's Hamispal Badu Bad Chaveroi. The Sahemis said, Tchila. What's the Pshat HaMispal Badi Bad Chaveroi in the Tchila? So a couple of years ago, we had by me in the shul, a big speaker came, wonderful, sweet person. He wants to launch a campaign. He came with fancy cards. Mispal Badi Bad Chaveroi campaign. Anybody, and he explained with stories, anybody needs a shidduch for their trial, should daven for yourself, daven for the, find somebody else that needs a shidduch. And then you'll get the shidduch right away. No. I have to tell you, it didn't work magically the way he said. He made it out like that's it. Just go, boom. Go daven mincha now. It's all over. Daven mincha and reserve a hall. It's happening. So what's taka pshat? So Rabbi said, I was by Rav Yashiv when he asked Rav Yashiv to shine. He said, Rav Yashiv, I heard on this Baal Badi about Chaveir and Enetchil, the Bechizketon HaSachmo. So Rav Yashiv tells him, Tosin nish tazei grink. Steht nicht Hamaskir Chaveri Bitfilos. That's easy. Get a card. Down somebody's name. Habispalo meint, as the Davins Fayenik, he was a dinosaur. Wutzorch loy said, oh. And your mother al midoyz, if you put your koiches into him, who nenet chila? Not pshat, you say your name. You get yourself a name and you write it down. He said, that's not so easy. Das doesn't nicht klink. Doesn't nicht klink. He said, und like the ganze Sieben, for was du tust es, ist Kedesh, who you are, Tchila, have to say it. Oh! That's what he was trying to say. He said, it's the most difficult thing to be Mekai. Don't think it's so easy. It's not so easy. It's Fasemes. It's going to have... So the Pshat is as a... When you're davening for Chesed, there most even Nes is Teva. That's what Chazal is telling us. When your Tfil is not for yourself, then even Nisim happened. Then most there's no soif. Who nana tchila, no matter what it is. Why was Leah davening? Leah was only davening for Rachel. Leah didn't want that she should have, that Rachel should not even have like the shivchus. Azat filler is Avada going to be answered. Those are Maisen Nisim. That's normal for that Maisen Nisim over there. That's trying to get on. Hey, Maskira Maisen Nisim. That's normal for a nace to happen over there. When you're davening for yourself. No. Maril Diskin says that the uniqueness of Hanukkah is that the Hashmonah fought a fight that they had nothing to do with. They weren't risk. Their Ruchnius was intact. They were only fighting for Klal Yisrael, for the Ruchnius of Klal Yisrael. It was a selfless battle. Not like Purim. Hanukkah was Azah battle, Nisim is normal to happen. Kemen Davinin, Horacham on Yasel and Nisim Kemosh Asalamis. Takakur. What's a Yoinah? We say a Nayach Ki Yoinim. The Medrash says in Shir Hashirim, the Yoinah could see even at night. The view is as a perfect Riyah at night. When the Yoinah went to get to the Aleph, he didn't need it for himself. Didn't need it. It was the one species in the Teva, made no difference, but it went for Yene. That's the Sherish of Neis Chanukah. Wow. For Yene. That's the Pshat, why the Yene is the Sherish of Neis Chanukah. I want to tell you about a posh Pshat. Avada Noyach Davin for 120 years. But he Davin for Yene. Not Kilu, it was his own sorrow. When he came out of the Teva, and the world was destroyed, now he felt the pain himself. He felt the sound. So, now he davened like an egg in his soul. You should have davened like this then. Like an egg in his soul. Then talk with him. Come, Chazal, say like this. And if he was in the door with Tzadikim Al himself, he would have been even bigger. The Medrash doesn't say Dorishal Tzadikim, Yeh Dorishal Munayim. If he would have been Dov Avram, Avram had been ganzen gelebt for the Dov. Avram nothing for himself. In that Mabat, Lagabi Yene, Loi Nachshav. Doesn't. Okay.
Yeah, feel better.